Hey guys, welcome back to U.S. History Station 99.5. Today our topic is the Civil Rights Movement, and I'm Liliana Quadros, and I will focus on the Jim Crow laws. Today we will be answering a compelling question and four essential questions. My primary source was Frederick Douglass on Jim Crow from the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History, where it quotes a spotlight on primary source by Frederick Douglass. Douglass concisely summarized the reality of Jim Crow in an 1887 letter that claimed that South's wrongs are not much now given in laws which all may see, but the hidden practices of people who have not yet abandoned idea of mastery and dominion over the fellow man. Racism, violence, and vigilantism were the tools of mastery, which permitted whites to produce a social order characterized by inequality. The first essential question is, in what ways did minorities fight for civil rights and what could they gain from it? Well, for starters, the Jim Crow laws were basically laws that allowed the whites to have segregation and be able to discriminate the African Americans. So these laws made many civil rights activists protest. Like, for example, Frederick Douglass, who he eventually achieved the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which basically allowed equal protection and ensured the rights to vote for African Americans. And basically how he did it was using his literature and his status as a social figure and a former slave to fight back. And he also contributed with the support of the women's suffrage movement. So basically what he wanted to show is that he wasn't just fighting for the equality of the African Americans. He was also fighting just for like the movement of progress in his time, because he wanted a change in the society, and the Jim Crow laws were affecting that. The Jim Crow laws were affecting minorities due to the segregated public places like schools, libraries, restaurants, and stuff like that. And the laws implied certain literacy tests to vote, or they could vote if their grandfather could, which is almost impossible because a lot of them had slave descent because they were just coming out, so they weren't educated and they were unable to vote. The second essential question was, how supportive was the government? And in the beginning, the government was completely supportive of the Jim Crow laws because they allowed them to pass them, even though that they were discriminating the slave heritage itself based on their ability to vote on the literacy test that they could not pass due to their neglection of education. But like with time, listening to people's complaints and their protest on education, segregation, and freedom that they wanted, President Eisenhower established the Civil Rights Act of 1957, and it just allowed them to vote. And then President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, terminating the Jim Crow laws that basically ensured them and promised them equal protection and that they could still vote, basically. For the third essential question, to what extent did the lack of major conflict bring more or less supporters into the movement? So basically, this movement attracted many individual leaders such as Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, etc., who ensured peaceful protest as the base of the civil rights movement. But due to the fame of the Jim Crow laws, they could only attack them through politics. And the individual leaders weren't making as much difference because, as you know, it's just one person. But with their attempts, they rose attention of diverse people, and they formed masses of people among both whites and blacks. and it allowed the minority to reach the politicians because of the power of the majority by their side. And the masses were influential because they made a long-lasting change through politics, because it carried on the idea of a peaceful protest, and also it showed that they didn't need to be segregated, that they could work together. For the fourth essential question, did the act of an individual greater than an act themselves? So yes, with the given Jim Crow laws of the time, African American families heavily lacked in resources due to the discrimination within the workplaces. For example, they talk about sharecropping and how they weren't paid the same because of their skin color. And then also because the Jim Crow laws were shutting down minorities from the same education resources as everybody else, the quality of their education wasn't guaranteed. This, in addition to their slave heritage, prevented them to participate in politics due to that all the politicians were white, and to spark a change in peaceful protest. For the compelling question, it says, who or what is the most significant part of the civil rights movement? To what extent does the previous name part impact the civil rights movement? So basically, I think that the Jim Crow laws were the most significant part of the civil rights movement. Because of these, it allowed the message of the peaceful protest and the inclusion of different races and the individual leaders and large masses to come through, because the Jim Crow laws basically inflicted change because it gave them like a backbone for them to fight back, but it also allowed them to fight back peacefully. This is Liliana Quadro signing off from US History Station 99.5.